These are that Aaron and Moses, to whom the Lord said, Bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt, and bring forth mine armies, and my people the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance for ever. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And on the east side toward the rising of the sun shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout their armies. And Nahshon the son of Amminadab shall be captain of the children of Judah. All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000 and 80,000 and 6,400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben according to their armies. And the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Eliezer the son of Shedeur. All that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 100,000 and 50 and 1,450 throughout their armies. And they shall set forth in the second rank. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim according to their armies. And the captain of the sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama the son of Ammihud. All that were numbered in the camp of Ephraim were 100,000 and 8,000 and 100 throughout their armies, and they shall go forward in the third rank. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies, and the captain of the children of Dan shall be Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. In the first place went the standard of the camp of the children of Judah according to their armies, and over his host was Nahshon, the son of Amminadab. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set forward according to their armies, and over his host was Eliezer the son of Shedeur. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to their armies, and over his host was Elishama the son of Ammihud. Thus were the journeyings of the children of Israel according to their armies when they set forward. These are the journeys of the children of Israel which went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And it shall be, when the officers have made an end of speaking unto the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shoco, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shoco and Azekah in Ephesdemim. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. And David's men said unto him, Behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, Know thou assuredly that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. Now the Philistines gathered together all their armies to Aphek, and the Israelites pitched by a fountain which is in Jezreel. And when all the captains of the armies, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah governor, there came to Gedaliah to Mizpah even Ishmael the son of Netaniah, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and Sariah the son of Tanhumath the Netophathite, and Jezaniah the son of a Mechathite, they and their men. And all the people, both small and great, and the captains of the armies arose and came to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldees. Also the valiant men of the armies were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, and Ben-Hadad hearkened unto the king of Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali.
Is there any number of his armies? And upon whom doth not his light arise?
But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Not thou, O God, which hast cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil.
Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will ye see in the Shulamite? As it were, the company of two armies.
For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them, he hath delivered them to the slaughter. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burnt up their city.
And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army.